Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Keith Evans about ghosts being people too. It's interesting because it all plays to the title of On Your Hayes House book, Ghosts Are People Too. And that actually has been one of, I think, the principles that I've been talking about more frequently, I think, in the last year or so on the programs, is that just kind of being the realization that many are having, that so many attach, you know, it's easy to say supernatural when we're talking about ghosts, but almost attach supernatural abilities onto the supernatural, where there may not necessarily be superpowers, I guess is what I'm trying to say, that some of us assume you get when you die, that maybe there are some things that you certainly couldn't do dimensionally and you couldn't do physically as a living person, but your interests, your personality, your thought process, the things you care about, the things you love, the things you hate, all that's still there. It's just the vehicle in which that expression is delivered has changed a bit. Let's talk more about the Hayes House. What drew you to it initially?
Well, at the Hayes House, I found out later on there were at least four major ghosts there, Pat and Kathleen, which were husband and wife, and they purchased the Hayes House in 1942. And there was Pat's mother, Annie, and Pat's aunt, Sunshine. And I feel that they had a lot to do with me being interested in the Hayes House. I think they more or less waved at me and said, hey, come on in and check this out. You'll like it. It's original. I think they realized that I wanted a place, if I was going to write my first book, I wanted something that was as close to 100% original as possible, that had ghosts that cared about the place. And I think they kind of reached out in their own way and got me interested in it.
How so? How did they reach out to you? When you look back on that and say that, how are you viewing that they reached out to you?
Well, when I would go by the Hayes House, I'd always take a long look at it. Almost like I was remembering something good that had happened.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can explain it. Okay. Or almost like I was looking at it. I mean, sometimes I would look at the Hayes House and say, they painted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ask people, I'd say, when did they paint it light green? And apparently it had been light green for maybe 10 or 15 years. but apparently when Kathleen Hayes lived there, she enjoyed light colors. She enjoyed white. and that's the way she liked it. She would be upset now because the new owner painted it like a dark grayish blue. Mm-hmm. And in fact, she liked light colors so much, the original wooden color for the ceilings and the walls was still the original wooden grain. And she had everything painted white upstairs and on the second floor.
So what, how did you, you had this feeling, this kind of interest, this being drawn to a house. I get it. I have the same thing to certain buildings. How did you become involved with it? How did you come to learn its history and take us on that journey?
Well, I always get written permission so I can use it, the footage for either a book, a TV program, or a movie, or on, online, on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the door and knocked several times to try to reach the owner. And the owner was an artist. And one day she was there, and I knocked on the door, and I told her I wanted to write a book about the Hayes House, and she signed the cassette agreement form, and she looked at me and smiled, and she signed it. So that's how I... legally and physically was able to gain permission. What was the other part of your question?
Take me on that journey. Take me on that journey about learning about the Hayes House. What did you discover learning about it? What sort of experiences did you have there? Talk about that.
I did research in the library. I talked to family members to get as much history as I could because, you need the history to make sense of your paranormal data. You know, all paranormal data, doesn't mean much if you don't have the history.
Sure.
And as soon as I got legal permission to do the paranormal research for the book, the owners had put the house up for sale. So I kind of hurried. I'd done a lot of the paranormal research before I actually, had... the background to make sense of all the data.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, like when I did the den room, I had gotten the word bridge and I thought they were talking about the Gory Bridge, which is close to the Hayes House.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel that it was Kathleen and she was saying the card game bridge because she loved to play it.
Sure.
And she was a member of different bridge clubs over like a 40 or 50 year period.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, bridge was very popular. And I think some of the people still play bridge in Apalachicola in the 50s. But it seemed like the bridge clubs were less popular. At least they didn't document it in the newspapers.
Sure.
What they did after World War II. World War II, you had mainly about international news and what was happening with the country. But before World War II, they would say whenever someone would leave Apalachicola, Florida, and go visit a relative, they either had to go by train or go by boat because the roads weren't very well. So that was in the newspaper. So you could see when family members would go to visit, the Hayes family members would go out of town to visit family. And then you would see when family would come into town to visit the Hayes family there at the Hayes House. So there was a lot of local information in your local newspapers prior to World War II. So if anyone wants to write a book, try to find that period prior to World War II, and you'll get a lot of the local information in your small town papers.
So what did you find out about the house that led you to understand that it was haunted, the individuals who were haunting it, what sort of accounts had been made about the property?
Well, I used the Melmeter, I used the Obelisk 5D, and I also used the thermal imager. And I received data on all three instruments. On the Melmeter, I would get some cold spots, sometimes hot areas. I would definitely get a lot of electromagnetic spikes. And sometimes it would come along with words on the obelisk 5B, and sometimes it would not. I also had at the time an IDE, which is another piece instrument that measures electromagnetic energy. And I would set them side by side to see if one would have a spike in electromagnetic energy and the other one would have a zero. And they actually did. So I feel that ghosts and spirits are very small packets of energy, so small that they can manipulate, say, the one millimeter, which measures electromagnetic energy, while being side by side with an EVI and not register any type of electromagnetic energy on it. And the same thing happens with your obelisk 5B and sitting beside the millimeter. Sometimes you'll get a word on the obelisk 5B, but no electromagnetic spike on your millimeter, and then vice versa.
Tell me more about the experiences that you had with the Hayes House and the individual spirits, not just registering them on a meter as being there or existing as evidence, but some of the stories, some of the stories of the people that were either being haunted by these spirits, or experiences that you had yourself that went beyond just the "here's something that we found on a meter that's an abnormality." Was there any direct connection or direct messages or anything like that that you received or the owners had received while living there?
Well, I don't know too much about anyone else. I have talked to people, or at least text people, who have said that they had lived at the Hayes House after the Hayes family sold it in 1996. And they said when they lived there, they could tell that they weren't alone. They wouldn't say how they could tell, but they could just say they could tell they weren't alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt that the ghosts and the spirits there were very, nice and not a threat at all. I had an opportunity to live there after Hurricane Michael. And I would hear footsteps. And there was no one, walking. So I guess you could say that would be residual energy. And I had asked Hayes family members what could have caused that. Was there any event where someone would come stomping up the stairs? You would kind of hear it at the last maybe four or five steps before you got to the top. And it would just sound like boom, 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 like someone just stomping their feet. And I was told that when Kathleen lived there, just about all the rooms had carpet in as far as the first floor, or at least some type of rug. And the center of the steps where you walk had carpet, not out to the edges. So, you could stomp as hard as you want and you wouldn't make a sound. So I think that residual energy was coming from prior to the Hayes family purchasing the house. And the Buck family lived there. They actually built the house in 1908. Jeff Buck was the owner, and he also had the house built. And he, I don't know that much about the family to actually document the paranormal data to compare it to the Buck family. I just have a large amount of, history about the Hayes family to draw inference to some of the data. Some of the data that I got, to me didn't make any sense. So Maybe there's things that I didn't know that I should have known. I guess if you knew the family and knew a lot about their history just from knowing them personally, you might read the book and say, oh, yeah, that's what that was. you know, but when I read the book, I only could compare it to what someone had told me or what I read about in, the newspapers, old newspapers. So
obviously you had a lot of passion about this house and you were very, very drawn into it. Quite often when that happens, the hauntings are of a home that's well known for its ghosts or its spirits, or the individual who decides to write about it has a some sort of a connection to it. Tell me about your connection. I mean, obviously, I understand you would walk by it, you'd go by it, and you'd be very curious about it and drawn into it. But tell me more about what it is you were looking to find when writing this book. What was your goal of writing the book about this house specifically? What was the driving factor there for you?
Well, there was the history, the fact that it was old. I wanted to write a book about a place where people had lived, at least two families had lived 20 or plus years, and that met the criteria. It was a Victorian home built in 1908. That met the criteria. I really didn't know if I was going to get enough paranormal activity to document a book. Mm-hmm. In fact, within the book, I do like transcripts of every paranormal session, which I did at least two paranormal sessions in each room, and I documented everything that happened, everything I heard, everything I felt. It's very time consuming, your hand can't be on a camera. You have to have a camera in fixed locations so you can write. I had a certain amount of shorthand where I would like leave certain words out that I could fill in later on. And I wanted to capture as much as possible. But sometimes in a paranormal situation, so many things happen. If you don't write it down, you're not going to remember it 6 months later when you go to write the book.
Sure.
And it takes forever looking at a video camera and writing things down. You're better off doing it when it's fresh in your mind. So anyway, I was hoping to write a book, but when I first got permission, I had no idea that this would be the perfect house to write about. It just came as gradually as I did the paranormal research. As I did the paranormal research and got more data and thought, well, this is cool, this is neat. And at times I would do a paranormal session and not get anything. And I would be frustrated. And it was documented in the book where I would tell the ghost of spirits, look, if you want me to write a book, you got to give me some paranormal data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it be words on the obelisk 5, whether it be a cold spot on my, thermal imager, the TG-165 flare. You know, they have to give me something.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, what are you going to do, write about nothing happened? So, and I want people to know that sometimes when you do paranormal research, sometimes nothing happens.
Sure.
You have to be in it for the long run. And, you know, if you just go there for a week or a weekend or a day or a night, you're probably not going to get much to even put on TV. But when you write a book and you're able to stay there, you know, an hour in the room by yourself in a quiet house for many sessions over several months, you're going to get stuff. But it takes time.
Let me ask you this in closing, and this is kind of an overall thought about ghosts and homes and people. With people moving much more frequently than they used to, you had even brought up earlier, it used to be people would settle down in a home and they'd be there their entire lives. That's rarely the case anymore. Is that going to lead to an increase in haunted homes down the road, or are we going to see a decrease because of that lifelong attachment that so many had that we see in some of these haunted houses just isn't there? You can certainly love a house, but it seems like people are having short-term relationships with homes more than they are lifelong marriages with them.
Well, I feel that you'll probably still have ghosts of spirits because whenever there's an empath or a paranormal researcher who has respect for a ghost, there's going to be ghosts that step up and rise to the occasion to communicate with you. So you just won't have the ghosts that really love the house. So you might not have the ghost that's going to warn you while you're out eating with your wife that, you know, the house is on fire or there's smoke in the house. And, you know, you may not have that type of ghost. But I think if you go there and do paranormal research and you put the time in, you're probably going to get some type of activity. But it might not be the ghost that had lived there and loved the house and wants that house to be there for generations to come.
That wraps up the second part of our conversation with Keith Evans about ghosts are people too. Thank you guys for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We could not do this show without your support. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.